Abbess Margarine pushed the tray of untouched food toward Buckler as Sister Fumbrel tended to his wounds. He hardly glanced at it. She chided him jokingly.
Tuck in, young sir. Even warriors have to eat, you know.
Buckler did not even flinch as Fumbrel washed his neck wound with hot water and herbal cleanser. He sat on a sickbay bed, gazing bleakly at the wall. Dymphnia Witherspike looked up at him as she began bathing his foot paw. His dark mood was plain to see.
Don't take it to heart so much, Buck. You did all you could have done. 'Twas very brave of you.
There was a bitter edge to the young hare's voice.
Did all I could have done. Ha! I had to run away like a frightened babe. Very brave, I'm sure.
Logalog's wife, Fern, passed him a bowl of hot summer vegetable soup, commenting.
Oh, I see. You'd have much sooner stood your ground and gotten shot full of arrows. That would have made you feel better, eh?
Buckler's eyes, still hot with seething anger, swept the ladies.
That Zwilt! That piece of filth! He was wearing my dead brother's medallion, aye, and wielding his sword too. That tiny leveret, the one they had in a sack, I've never set eyes on it before, but I'll take my oath that the babe's my nephew. Where else would they get a little hare around here?
Tragedia clasped her paws, declaiming dramatically.
Oh, the agonies you must have suffered, Sirrah, standing there, helpless in front of your tormentors.
Catching her mother's icy glance, she trailed off into silence. Sister Fumbrel bound a neat light dressing of sanicle and dockleaf to Buckler's footpaw.
There, you're as good as new, matey. How do you feel?
Buckler touched his neck, which was smeared with a healing unguent. He stood up, testing his weight upon the paw.
Better, thanks. I don't have to stay here, do I?
Abbess Margarine moved the tray out of his way.
Not if you don't want to. Could I tempt you to take a little food before you leave?
She spoke as Diggs entered the room. The tubby subaltern beamed, thinking the remark was addressed to him.
You certainly can, Mother Abbess. Mom?
Plonking himself on the bed, he pulled the tray to him.
What ho, Buck? You look jolly chipper. Still, I was just saying to old Logger Thing, takes more than a couple of miserable vermin arrows to stop a salamandastrin chap, what?
He swigged off the soup and wiped his lips. When he looked up, his companion had gone.
Well, now, didn't stop to chat, did he? My word, what in the name of fur and feathers ails him?
Firm shook her head.
Warriors, no telling what goes on in their minds. I should know. I'm married to one.
Diggs bit into a plump turnover.
Say no more, dear lady. Know exactly what you mean. Us warriors are a jolly odd lot. What?